industry.
Live, your program, your phones, your freedom. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us at Free Talk Live, listening out on the airwaves or on the web at freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark are not here tonight. I bet you'd really like to know who this is. This is Gardner and
Julia.
And we're here filling in for those two esteemed gentlemen who are out promoting the radio program at a very, very big radio gathering. And it's very nice to know that they're out there trying to push not only this radio show that they do so well, but the concepts of freedom. And that's why we're here filling in for them, and we'd love for you to join us. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We've got lots to discuss. Julia, it's good to have you here, my friend.
Oh, yes. Always a blast.
I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and Julia and I get to fill in with occasionally with each other with Ian and Mark's blessing, and I really appreciate it. She has a few odds and ends she would like to discuss. I have a few odds and ends I would like to discuss, and all of them pertain to freedom in some way, and we would like to get your input. So call us at 800-259-9231. Julia, I have a few things I want to get into. Last night, sitting in with Dale, we talked a little bit about the move by the federal government to back down from trying to take by eminent domain very large portions of land in Pennsylvania to build a memorial to those people who fought for their freedom on Flight 93 and died. You know, so what better way than to use coercion and force to take someone's land to build a national monument in honor of the Flight 93
that
people.
Seems about right up their alley.
It's perfect for America. It's just right. You're in the land of the free. Wink, wink. Yeah, they ought to call it the land of the free. Wink, wink. It would be perfect. So we talked a little bit about that, and we got into a very large conversation about gay marriage, because this week in the state of New Hampshire, the state legislature passed and the governor of New Hampshire signed into law a bill that he touted as giving the rights and privileges and responsibilities of heterosexual couples to homosexual couples, as it should be, giving them the rights, you know, because everyone knows that rights are not inherent in human beings. They're given to them by the government that the people create.
That's really nice of them.
Isn't that sweet?
I just thought that was wonderful. Give us a few rights here and there.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I heard a really fascinating conversation by a talk radio host in Boston who was saying that he was in a conversation with a guy about rights, and the guy said, well, you know, rights are inherent based on the traditional philosophy, John Locke, moving through the 17th century into the 18th century when the Founding Fathers, you know, had the Revolution, and, you know, we know they made plenty of mistakes in establishing the constitutional government that they did because it had lots of holes in it that allowed for government to grow, and a document like that, any government is going to continue to grow. It just is the nature of government and the people that get involved. It doesn't matter if you have a piece of paper that's designed to try to stop it or not, it will grow and it will usurp people's liberties. So he was telling this radio host out of Boston, well, you know, it's people have innate rights, and supposedly you form the government to protect those rights and so on and so forth. And this guy said, well, no. Now, hold on there, boy. Hold on there. You're treading very thin ice there, boy. And if you're saying that, then you're saying that even foreigners could be free to enjoy the rights that Americans enjoy under the Constitution.
See, that pisses me off so much.
What kind of nonsense?
I wonder what kind of a person really legitimately feels that way, that, like, somehow because you were born on this plot of land that you're better than everyone else in the world. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, of course, today is the anniversary of D-Day. So continual people are talking about how they fought for freedom. They fought for this and they fought for that. There's so many fallacies that are out there that need to be addressed. And I think the further you get away from some of these issues, the more difficult it is to really sort of peel away the layers of the onion, you know? So, for example, with this story about the gay marriage thing, it becomes almost impossible to get through the idea of the fact that marriage is not, government-licensed marriage is not something that has anything to do with rights. It is a government control issue. It is the issuance of a license and special privileges to heterosexual people regarding visitation in hospitals and insurance and things like that, that homosexuals now want because the government is giving it to the heterosexuals, and they want equal treatment. Equal treatment is different than equal protection under the law. Equal treatment is, we want the same stuff that they're getting from the government. Please, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't want anything from the government. Keep
exactly,
it.
Exactly. And the governor of New Hampshire had the audacity to get out there and say, and I fought very hard to make sure there would be religious protections put in here so that if you have a religious difference in your house of worship, you wouldn't have to institute a homosexual marriage. Of course, to him, religious freedoms don't extend beyond the church house door. So if you own a business and you happen to have, you know, religious ideas that don't conform to what I believe, you know, whatever, and you happen to think that homosexual marriage is a bad thing, then all of a sudden you're out of luck because you're going to have to give the same insurance policies and all the same coverage to heterosexuals as homosexuals. Now, some people can say, God, that's discriminatory. That's not right. People should be treated the same. I say, you know what? I don't think it's right to do that, but I don't run that business. I don't own that guy's property. I'm not him. He will suffer or benefit from his decisions based on the people he wants to employ. If he can get really good employees by being restrictive and being kind of a jerk, go ahead, let him do it, whatever. I don't care. It's his deal, he won't.
I think a lot of people don't realize how important reputation really is.
Exactly.
I mean, like, I work in the restaurant business, for example, and there are restaurants in Keene where, I mean, word gets around and people say, look, this guy is a really nasty guy to work for.
Yes.
And I would never go get a job there because of all the nasty things I've heard.
And, you know, there are so many fallacies inherent in this. One is that the owners of the means of production have all control over anything they want to do. They can tell anybody out there in the workforce, you're going to do this. Well, guess what? You can't tell them that they're going to do that because people won't work for them. A lot of people, the owners of the means of production have to compete to get good employees, too. That's why they offer certain salaries for certain types of jobs. That's why they offer certain benefits for certain kinds of jobs, because they want the good employees to come to them.
Right.
And it turns out in a competitive marketplace, rather than having the government tell you, you will hire this person and that person and that person, you can't discriminate, which is what they started in 1964 by turning private property into de facto public property in the 1964 Civil Rights Act, even black economists like Walter Williams or sociologist economists like Thomas Sowell say things like, hey, you know what? It's their private property. Let them open their hotel to whomever they want. If they don't want to open it to a black guy or a Hispanic guy or an Asian guy and they're going to have empty beds, that's their tough luck. They'll suffer because of it.
Societal standards and pressures are far more effective at getting people to behave properly as opposed to government laws. Everybody chooses to obey whatever laws they feel like and what they don't feel like based on their moral principles.
Absolutely right. And to say that it has something to do with rights, when you get the government forcing people to have to do what they want them to do, is amazing to me. It's truly stunning. And I think people have got to wake up and recognize that the idea of rights now has nothing to do with the original concept of rights, which was you have a right to be left alone by me, I have a right to be left alone by you. We run our lives, we run the fruits of our labor, and having a third party impose himself on how we're going to do it puts the very thing that we need to sustain ourselves at risk, because we can't make the decisions about it anymore. Where does it stop? I mean, in Nazi Germany, it stopped when the Allies got into German territory and freed some of the camps. That's what happened.
Yeah.
This on, the anniversary of D-Day, which, by the way, they're now, instead of calling it Omaha Beach, they're calling it Obama Beach. Oh, isn't that quaint? Okay, in fact, let's get to the calls right away. Let's go to Scott, who's in Massachusetts, listening to us on 1290, I believe. He wants to talk to us about the 65th anniversary of D-Day. Scott, welcome to the program. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Julian, Miss Ann Gardner.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
Good. Today is the 65th anniversary of D-Day. And Germany, as everyone knows, we defeated Nazi Germany, but they were the wrong enemy. We had business to ally ourselves with Nazi Germany to defeat Soviet Russia in the war. And crush the evils of Jewish Bolshevism.
Oh, wow. You know, Scott, we had such a great conversation yesterday. Thank you for your input. We'll talk a little bit about your interesting views on the Jewish Bolshevism and a little bit more when we return. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We'll return.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, your freedoms, your phone. your airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's how you reach me, Gardner, and
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight on this Saturday. So really good to have you here, everybody, as we broadcast from the Live Free or Die State, New Hampshire, the state where so many people are coming because of the Free State Project. And, man, am I glad you're here, Julia.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Ian and Mark are away promoting the program a little bit more, trying to get on more stations at a big radio conference. And if you would like to help them, if you like the program and you like the sorts of things they get to discuss here, the wide-ranging topics and the insight of both Ian and Mark and many of their guests and callers who call in, then think about getting over to freetalklive.com. Check out the AMP program. The AMP program allows them to promote the show and go on these junkets where they can go out and try to talk to radio station programming directors and managers and show them what the show is really like. And hopefully we're going to be doing them good honor as we're here.
Right. I think we can handle it.
I think we'll handle it. Okay, 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us. We've got a lot of people who want to talk, and hopefully we're going to be going to the AMP line and checking it out, the AMP-only line. If you become an AMPer, you get the special access to the AMP-only line. So we'll see if we have someone here. Free Talk Live, let's see if you're on. Are you on the air? I hope so.
Yeah, hi. This is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, how you doing, Matt? We spoke to you yesterday almost at the beginning of the show. Thank you very much for calling back. Good to talk to you.
Yes, yes, and I kind of wanted to answer Scott. The Jewish bigot from
Let's give a little rewind in case people are just joining us. They come and go so quickly. Scott called in yesterday, and he just happened to grace our presence through, of course, the Jewish created phone system. He seems to think that there is a giant Jewish conspiracy or something that has brought about all of the ills in the world. And on this day, D-Day, he says that, you know, we were allied with the Russians to try to destroy the Aryan Nazis. But really, I should say the United States government was allied, along with the Brits and so on. And he said that we should have been allied with the Germans to destroy the Jewish communists. And, of course, we can go back a little further than Marx to talk about where collectivism came from. But I'll reserve that comment. You go ahead and have at our friend Scott.
Well, I think he's a little confused, perhaps. I have maybe my own little conspiracy theory that perhaps he's doing it on purpose because he's part of his own plot. But it seems to me that it doesn't matter whether a person, an individual, practices any religion, whether he's Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or anything. People want to lump certain characteristics of other people and lump those people into collectives and then say that whole collective is bad and that's wrong. That's putting certain aspects of human nature into an eggshell that it shouldn't be in. Everybody is an individual, and people, 99.9% of the people in this world are good people who want to do good things, and they just want to live their lives and get along with other people.
Yeah, boy, you say it really well.
And to shoulder that and to say that the Jewish people in general are responsible for any kind of evils, whether it be controlling the financial system or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is just wrong.
Yeah.
And I believe that people in government, that people who want power want other people to believe in this sort of way because it makes them easier to control.
Mm-hmm.
I think people like Scott are very easy for people who want power over others to manipulate.
That's an excellent observation.
They can get him to believe things that he shouldn't believe in.
Yeah.
And if he has a problem with the Israeli government, perhaps he has a problem with the Israeli government keeping down the Palestinian people, then he should then he should address that directly.
Yeah, you know, scapegoating allows people to look away from the real problem, which is government. Government
right.
is the mechanism of force that it doesn't matter what group gets involved. You know, it just happens to be that group that takes over the government. And when you had Rousseau's ideas taking over France, Rousseau wasn't Jewish. You know, but Rousseau led to Marx. Marx led to Lenin and Stalin and all the others over there. Marx led, helped lead to Castro, who strangely is not Jewish. You know, all this oppression that comes around, are you going to avoid that and say, oh, well, they're not part of the Jewish conspiracy, so I guess it's not that they're not evil. It is the mechanism of government, and the scapegoating allows you to have tunnel vision and try to pinpoint certain characteristics of certain people who happen to be in power at the time. The problem is to look at the machinery. It doesn't matter whether someone is of this ethnic stripe or this ethnic stripe. It doesn't make a difference. It's the machine that's been created. You'll have different people in there through different centuries, and it's not a conspiracy. It's just the tendency of two forces. One is force and coercion, and the other is freedom and leaving one's neighbor alone. Any other thoughts, man?
Right, and what the observation that I you made the point that government is the problem, I believe.
Yeah.
And the other point I believe is that when you have somebody like Scott get on a program like this and spout off, it makes it sound like people who want freedom and liberty, or this is what I believe they might be trying to do. This is where my conspiracy theory comes in. Mm-hmm. They might be trying to make it sound like people who believe in liberty and individualism are bigoted.
Yeah, well, it's terrible.
That is definitely not true, anything but I think that people who believe in collectivism and collectivist points of view, they're the bigoted ones.
And of course, those people who believe in collectivism, once you get that scapegoating going, what's the easiest way to hurt people? It's not by individually going out and trying to knock people out. It's by getting in power to control the police force, the justice system, the army, the navy, and the marines to take people out. You know, if Hitler had been just part of a wandering gang of thugs, he wouldn't have been responsible for the extermination of so many people. But he took control of the German government and was able to extract property from people, whether they liked it or not, and he had the legitimacy of government law behind him. We see the same things happening here. Ruby Ridge. Hey, Randy Weaver was a white supremacist, but you know what? He wasn't harming anybody. He had some weird ideas, but that's just the way it was. The people at Waco, Texas, they've never been able to prove that there was anything bad going on there. The only thing they had David Koresh on was a charge of sawing off a shotgun a quarter inch smaller than what the law allowed, and the law itself was illegitimate. All those people were wiped out. Now, if you had some people who didn't like David Koresh's religion and they weren't part of the government, they would have had a heck of a lot harder time causing problems for those 76 people who perished in a fiery death, thanks to Janet Reno, and of course, thanks to the government. It's the same sort of thing with Hitler. Hey, listen, I really appreciate the fact that you called in, Matt, and feel free to call in anytime. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call.
All right, good night.
You got it. We've got some more coming to you. It's Saturday night. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's how you reach it.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your show. You control the airwaves. You control the conversation by using the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us on this Saturday night. I'm Gardner Goldsmith.
And Julia.
And we're here filling in for Ian and Mark. Ian and Mark are out taking care of business at our radio conference, and they will be back on Monday night. Looking forward to that. And hopefully you're looking forward to a good conversation on a Saturday night. The big, big night for everybody at Free Talk Live. You want to talk freedom, you want to talk anything, just give us a call. We'll have a blast. And you know what? There's something very cool coming up that is going to be a blast, isn't there, Julia?
That's right.
Right.
Pork Fest. Yes. Want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfestwithac.com.
Porkfestwithac.com. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. It's going to be great. Jason Osborne of SACL CAI is pulling the stops once again. Just awesome people, and I can't wait to get up there with all the free skaters.
Me either.
It's going to be awesome. All right, let's get to the phones and the fun. 800-259-9231 is how you get in touch with us all around the country and online. Let's go to Florida. WFLA Reed is on the line, wants to talk to us a little bit about energy. Hi, Reed, and welcome to the program. Thanks for calling Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, thank you. Good to talk with you, too. I need to preface something to... You can probably help me come up with the question. Let me give you my contention, and then let's see how we can come up with the right question to get the right answer, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I drive an old Ford pickup truck. On a good day, I get about 12 miles to a gallon. Now, being old, paid for, et cetera, I know very well that there's no pickup truck out there that's going to give me enough gas mileage to justify the cost of a new truck in terms of energy savings.
Yeah.
Okay. What I really want to know, and this would take somebody with engineering training, manufacturing background, even to start coming up with a solution, I also contend that it just might be that the energy cost and so-called greenhouse effect of manufacturing a new car, that with my 12 miles to a gallon being burned, they can never make anything nearly energy efficient enough, because you're going to have to consider, okay, does the power to run the factories is not coming from nuclear power, it's coming from coal or natural gas. So you get my drift.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you should bring this up, Reed, because you know, I write a lot about economics. I'm over at my website is libertyconspiracy.com, and you know, we often have commentary in there, audio podcasts that have to do with the unintended consequences of someone else making a decision about how you want to efficiently spend your money. And the free market tends to be the greatest mover for conservation that you can possibly have, because everything you use costs money. So when they make these decisions to tell the auto manufacturers, you will make design changes according to our dictates, you will make cars that will look like this, that will run like this, and so on and so forth, that will be this size or have this safety structure or whatever it might be, that will not emit carbon dioxide now because everybody is so spooked out about this bogus carbon dioxide influence of global warming, which is absolutely false. You get the unintended consequences of higher costs that are not part of consumer calculations. So what you're doing there is you're a consumer, and you're trying to think, okay, how much is it going to cost to do all these new designs? These are all things that the auto manufacturers are going to have to consider now. Last year, they imposed, during the Bush administration, they imposed new CAFE standards on the fleet of cars. They just redid it, and it's going to amp up over the next few years. It's amazing to think that after they did that, they then gave stimulus money to the auto manufacturers. And I remember congressmen, different politicians in Washington saying, well, this stimulus package will help offset the extra costs we're imposing on the auto manufacturers to make the cars we want them to make. I mean,
that makes a lot of sense to an inquiring mind, doesn't it?
It's insane. It's absolutely, it's
absolutely nuts. But you know, and I'd appreciate that information, because I didn't have that. I appreciate you telling me.
Yeah.
But I would like somebody who is, I really don't even know how to postulate, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
How to even go about coming up with how many energy units of whatever does it take to manufacture the car according to these standards, new standards, according to old standards, versus the energy units. I mean, there's got to be, I guess it would all boil down to not calories, because that's people, but whatever the energy unit is for BTUs, I guess it is. How many BTUs does it take to manufacture the new car?
That's right. Well, I can tell you one thing, just going on gut instinct and not being an engineer, but that would be a fascinating article to read in Car and Driver or the Freeman magazine or over at the Mises Institute website or some free market website like Independent Institute.
I don't think that it's possible to justify even if you buy into their energy concerns, okay, which I do and I don't, but primarily I don't, because of the lies obscure the truth.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some legitimate arguments, but you know, this is not a Bobby Knight basketball game we're playing here, where you got to go to the extreme, come back to somewhere in the middle. They're playing to win at all costs, even if they're coming up with lies to try and get you to move the middle.
Well, you know, Reed, you said something perfect, because I think it was a year and a half ago or a year ago, Al Gore actually got caught saying that it serves a purpose to broaden one's statements to go beyond what is true so that you can scare people to come onto your side. He actually said that. He literally said it was okay.
This is the first little bit of intellectual integrity I've heard out of him in a long time.
Yeah, I know. And I just wanted to mention a couple things to you, Reed. This idea that it would be very interesting to see an article and so on about this. One thing we can go on, which has definitely been shown over and over again, the most inefficient systems that are out there that do not respond to consumer demand, and consumer demand is partly based on the use of your resources, and the government has no care about what sort of resources it uses, is our government projects. For example, if we were to have all computers being made by the government, what would you see? You'd see worse choice and higher prices. You'd see less efficient use of those resources because they have no feedback loop of the price mechanism. They have no profit and loss incentives. So now the government is imposing.
And there's one other thing. The government has no accountability.
Right, exactly. So what you got is if you can take that and put it on your template of wondering how much more it will cost to make these sorts of cars, and some people said, oh, it will cost the consumer another $1,400 per car, and Barack Obama says, well, sweetie, I can tell you, you're going to be making that up over the course of the length of the car, the history of the car, baby, honey pie, honey bunch.
And maybe they will make it up according to the length of the car.
But that should be for the consumer to decide.
They have no standards anyway.
Yeah, and besides that, Reed, you know, this is a very interesting topic. Besides that, can you imagine what the people at the time of World War II, since we're talking about D-Day, my dad was born in 1917. He was out in the Pacific. And every time he saw these sorts of regulations being imposed by the federal government, he's like, what is going on? Does anybody even read the Constitution anymore? Patently unconstitutional. Just disastrously unconstitutional.
No, and did you notice that about 30 or 40 years ago, civics classes disappeared?
Yeah.
You want to wonder why?
Yeah. Boy, Reed.
I mean, this is such a long term. You know, it's not. I even hate to use the word conspiracy, but you know, back to the cars.
Yeah.
We don't deserve new cars. We don't need new cars.
Yep.
It's we want new cars to put our fat butts in for whatever reasons that are not really of any benefit to anybody. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Absolutely.
And I just don't know how. But let me give a. Somebody said something on a website. I'd like to quote Margaret Thatcher.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher said, socialism is a wonderful thing, comma, until you run out of money.
great call. You fit it in perfect timing, Reed. Thank you for the call from Florida. In fact, I was just looking. I found a story that I posted over at the Liberty Conspiracy about NASA. They have a new report. Of all things, NASA has a report that defies the typical government agenda on global warming. And perhaps we'll get into that information when we come back on Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition, and aren't you glad you're here? 800-259-9231 is how you reach us, 800-259-9231. I'm Guard.
And I'm Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, who are currently coming back from a big radio conference with all the other bigwigs where they pulled some really cool things to promote Free Talk Live. Remember the website, freetalklive.com. If you go over there, you'll be able to see so much, including the very, very cool wiki, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, which, you know, if you're a guy, that's reason enough. Okay, guys? But it also backs freedom. Lots of great stuff over at the website, and you can support it by becoming an amper. And when you become an amper, you help Ian and Mark go to these radio extravaganzas and tell people about this great show. So, thank you very much, Ian and Mark, letting us fill in. Let's get right back to the phones and the fun. But before we do, I just want to mention, Julia, this piece of information. We were talking about energy with our friend from Florida, Reed. And NASA, it reports, this comes from DailyTech.com. NASA study acknowledges solar cycle, not man, responsible for past global warming, Arner, as Tom Brokaw would say in his big Discovery Network special, is about global warming. I can never understand him. You're part of the greatest generation, Arner? I don't know. Well, it says this. Some researchers believe that the solar cycle influences global climate changes. Gee, we've only been saying that for years. Anybody seen the book by Fred Singer called Unstoppable Global Warming Every 1,500 Years? Duh.
Well, I just, to me, if you take any look at climate, it constantly changes, always, and it goes through cycles. And to somehow suggest that humans have something to do with this is ridiculous.
It's so ludicrous.
Penn and Teller actually did a great episode on global warming.
Yes.
And I wish I could remember the exact numbers. I might be able to look it up here in a minute. But they took a look at the use of carbon that's put out into the atmosphere or whatever.
Yeah.
And human beings are like 1%, admit like 1% or less, or some ridiculously small number of the carbon into the atmosphere. And what does the most damage is trees and plants. And so humans really have such a small effect on that it just irritates me when people
And then you've got this, I don't know whether I should be more upset as a person who appreciates good science or more upset as a person who appreciates leaving my neighbor alone. I mentioned just before the break that last year the Supreme Court ruled that carbon dioxide can now be regulated as a pollutant. Previously, it was only like certain types of soot and certain types of things that aren't naturally found in the atmosphere. That was going to be regulated. That itself also bogus if you look at the Constitution and people want to be, you know, holding the politicians to their actual oaths to, you know, serve in this government that was created by the Constitution. I happen to think the Constitution is not a document that protects my freedoms and probably either wasn't designed to or it shows that it just doesn't stop the tendency of government to grow and the thirst of politicians to get power. But the Supreme Court ruled last year, and of course, you know, great scientists that the Supreme Court members are, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and all of them, that yes, oh yes, it can be controlled by the EPA, it can be regulated. So now we're going to get even greater regulations, expensive regulations, and these are all things that cost money. These are all things that people could be using in other ways. And also, if you're talking about harm being dealt to a person, I've mentioned this before, in order to be able to go to a court and sue someone, you have to be able to show damages. Tort law specifies that in order, and this goes way back to like British common law, in order to have a tortious claim against someone, you have to be able to show damages. So the judge says, were you harmed? Were you not harmed? Okay, yeah, we can have a trial. Okay, that's in the government court system, and we'll talk about private courts another time because those would work much better. Now, in the government court system, that's the way it's always been. Now you get the government, which can't be a party because government is not a person. And they're claiming damages even before anybody claims any damages. Nobody has said, I've been harmed by your putting carbon dioxide out in the atmosphere, and I'm going to take you to court, because it would be absurd to be thrown out.
Even if they did say that, there'd be no way to prove that.
Exactly, and that's the problem. They're doing this. This is all so bogus, all of this stuff. And, of course, Al Gore's going to make billions of dollars off it. GE's going to make tons of money with their crappy fluorescent, compact fluorescent light bulbs. There are so many special interests that are involved in getting the government to do this. We don't have a free market anymore. We have mercantilism. This is the thing that Adam Smith warned against in 1776 when he published The Wealth of Nations. It's too bad some of the politicians haven't read it. Or maybe they have.
I always wonder that, like how many of the politicians out there, how many of them really believe what they say and do, and how many of them are just cynical?
Absolutely. It's amazing. There's even more in this NASA study. I'm shocked. And in fact, where I found it was on someone's Twitter page. Ms. Liberty, I think, had it on Twitter, or it might have been Shelley Roche from Break the Matrix. She said somebody's going to get fired. Which I thought was great. Well, let's get back into the subject. We're going to move down the line real quick and talk to David, who's calling in from Montana. Moving to Montana soon. We're going to talk to David about global warming. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Thank you for calling.
Howdy. This global warming is being pushed to institute a new monetary system, a whole new economic system, a new control system to circumvent government. And it goes along with insurance, the drug war, the war on terror. These are all new ways to rule over us without our consent.
If you can get people scared, if you've got a crisis, what was it? Both Hillary Clinton and Rahm Emanuel, I believe, both said over the past 6 to 8 months, and I used to have the audio on my computer before it crashed, they said never waste a good crisis.
Right.
That's
also, also the new Jew is the cigarette smoker. What's on D-Day? If you're not against what's happening to the people that choose to use tobacco, you're anti-American, anti-freedom, and anti-Christ.
Because, you know what, David, let's
because
talk.
Because these are the bad people. They're making our insurance bills higher.
They're absolutely
using their greed to impose.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you, David, about?
It shows that my government is unethical. You don't take advantage of people that are addicted to this
stuff. Then they'll get after the cigarette companies for making you addicted, like you actually had no choice to pick up a cigarette.
That's using that's like
what's a straw?
To rule us without.
It's an absolute straw dog argument, and it removes the idea of individual initiative, that you are your own mover and you're an adult and you make decisions for yourself. But, you know, the other thing about this, David, and I'm glad you called. We get to talk on Mondays often when I fill in for Ian, sitting with Ian and Mark. And I think it's fascinating, David, because there are so many things mixed into that. You've got the idea that we all pay for your mistakes. Hence, we're even seeing some governments trying to move in to regulate fatty foods. And right. They want to have a sugar tax on sodas now because, well, we all pay. That's partially how Barack Obama wants to pay for his health care plan. It makes us all part of one giant amorphous mass, and we're not individuals with our own choice. F. Paul Wilson, the great, great horror science fiction medical thriller writer, F. Paul Wilson, and his website is called RepairmanJack.com, wrote a story in like the early 70s called Lipid Legging, instead of Bootlegging, about people who were actually trafficking black market fats, butter, cream, and things like that, right, because there was a government healthcare system. You see these sorts of restrictions going on all the time, and yet the group mentality excuses this type of fascism and socialism to say, well, it's for your own good. So hence, we can prevent people who own restaurants from even allowing smokers to come in. We can prevent rock clubs from allowing people to smoke. Okay, why? Because, well, you see, we all pay for the mistakes of the smokers, and the employees have no choice but to work there, which is bogus as well. It's absolute Marxism. Think about this. How about this one, David? See what you think. What would happen if they said, well, the music's too loud in rock clubs, so we're going to put restrictions on how loud you can make things because we all pay for hearing loss in the end.
Well, I think we should all get a bill for every time we open up a car door because every time you step into that car, you could die.
You know what I mean? The man. Hey, listen, thank you.
And I think we should have taxes on shoes, and then we should have shoe inspectors come into your house every day and inspect the number of shoes that you got that you clean.
That's where
it's going to.
I don't know. I don't know if you ever read this, Julia. David, you reminded me a couple years ago. I heard about that they were going to try to impose some soda tax in New York or something, and somebody was saying that they wanted to impose the tax on corn syrup, which is amazing because we already pay more for sodas in the United States because of the tariffs against Cuban sugar, so that they can help out ADM, the corn sweetener people.
Corn syrup is like poisonous, man. They put mercury in there. They use it to. That's a whole another conspiracy thing.
Well, man, I think we ought to impose a tax on sofas. I wrote about that in Live Free or Die. David, thank you so much for the call from Montana. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk a little bit more about this, 800-259-9231, and we'll get into a little more on global warming and energy concerns, plus the cost of driver's education, and a terrible story about a dead body sitting for weeks in a New York street as tickets were placed on it over and over.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.